Discourse 28, December 25, 1933. Christmas Day, Saint Germain, Invocation. Thou mighty, infinite, active presence of the Christ everywhere, we bow before thy majesty and power. Assert thy dominion in the heart and mind of every individual throughout the land, causing thy wondrous perfection to express everywhere. I bring you greetings of love, the comprehending consciousness and mastery from the great host of ascended masters who have looked with favor upon my humble effort to dispense a light, and who bring to you their love and clothe you in their mantle of light in this Christmas day. The Discourse. O Love Divine, in thy magic power of transmutation, we assert thy power in cleansing and purifying the world of human mistakes and human creation. Thou art the eternal victory, the golden pathway of attainment for every student of the light, and through thy transcendent power, the Kumara start forth their mighty radiation for the blessing of the earth and mankind for the entire year of 1934. Thus will mankind find many desirable changes taking place, greater health, happiness, and prosperity being restored, a deeper sense of love, a greater desire for justice in the hearts of mankind everywhere. In many channels, human selfishness will be greatly transcended through the feeling of pure love, which will generate within the heart, enable them to govern the human sense, and cause them to involuntarily desire to bless. It is my wish that every one of the students send forth this truth in conscious radiation at least once a day. God, the mighty I Am Presence, is governing with invincible power everywhere in the hearts and minds of mankind. Those masters from Venus who visited the Royal Teton and who will again visit it this new year will start forth a definite activity to consume the subtle attempt to generate and bring into outer activity another war. Shambhala is losing its power, which for many years had been drawn within its own compass. The Golden City, whose rays are sent in all directions like a spoke from a wheel, is performing a service for mankind that it alone can do. If mankind could know and understand these activities for what they are, such marvelous changes would take place in the outer world as even the advanced would hardly conceive possible. On New Year's Day, the cosmic wheel of progress will have reached a point where, in personal activity, much of the free will of individuals can be set aside. This brings a joy and hope unspeakable to the conscience of those serving from these transcendent spheres of activity. Thus, O students of light, can you understand the magnificent assistance that is yours to be had by still in the outer and reaching forth for it? I plead with you, dear students, shut your minds against the ignorant and inharmonious suggestions of human beings everywhere. I say to every one of you, freedom in every way stands at your door, if you will but keep your personality harmonized and refuse to accept inharmonious, sinister suggestions from the atmosphere and from those you contact in mortal form. It is imperative that this be done if you wish to bring into your world joy, peace, opulence, and perfection of every kind. It is not our intent or desire to intrude a single thing upon your free will, but oh, the joy that leaps within our heart when we see the students taking hold, comprehending and applying these transcendent laws, which we know mean their certain victory. And may I reiterate that we have said before, there is no single thing so vicious in the human activity as that personality or suggestion which would try to turn the student from the truth and light, which would be his freedom. In connection with this mighty cosmic activity, the student should work with great determination, consuming all past and present inharmonious creation. Every time your thoughts and desires reach forth in this manner, great currents of energy will come to your assistance to sustain and help you. This is part of the present amazing assistance sent forth to the earth. The silent watcher has waited for 200,000 years for the cosmic wheel to reach its point, a coming new year. Again, I assert that never in the history of mankind has such transcendent activity been ready to rush to your assistance. I plead with you, O beloved students, is it not worth all your determined effort to act in accordance with this great blessing, which makes your struggle for freedom from human self-creation so much easier? Beloved students, how deeply my heart rejoices to see within you the intense desire for the light in your determined effort to apply these unerring laws, which will assuredly give you your freedom as you apply them. I wish to thank all the students for their joyous desire for the limitless distribution of unveiled mysteries in the magic presence. In this great desire, beloved ones, is the service that you can little comprehend as yet is far-reaching blessing. I feel greatly blessed this day of devotion to the Christ, to feel the love from the many pouring out to me, and I assure you, blessed ones, that I shall come back to you with all the loving power at my command to assist, enlighten, and bless you. In the special service that Jesus has decided to give forth, you are surely blessed indeed. Try to feel this wonderful truth with the deepest, intense feeling you can command. Open your arms, hearts, and minds to the glory of His radiation, and as you can do this more fully and completely, you will see how quickly all disturbing and limiting conditions about you will disappear. I plead with you, beloved students, do not continue to limit yourself by human concepts. Declare and feel your amazing ability to use these laws and direct this mighty energy to your freedom and perfection. Try to realize that your human form is not a dense creation difficult to manipulate. Try to feel it as a transparent substance that follows your slightest direction. Speak to your body. Command it to be strong, receptive only to the ascended master consciousness, to be a perfect expression of the divine power of the mighty I Am, and to take on its beauty and form and expression. Review in your experience the powerful determination you have had at times to accomplish success in the outer activity of things, and then realize how much more powerful your determination can generate to attain your eternal freedom. Believe me, beloved ones, when I say to you, there is but your human creation that stands between you and your freedom from all limitation. That creation is no greater an obstacle than you accept it to be. If you take away from that creation its power to limit you, any hour, any day, you may joyously step through that veil into your world of the electronic presence, so beautiful, so joyous, so filled with the dazzling light of its glorious presence, and move there forever in the light of eternal glory. Then as you step back through the human veil for service in the outer activity, you will still continue to feel the glory of the transcendent being which you are. Then not of your own outer conditions or those about you will touch you or affect you in any way. My whole being thrills with this joyous anticipation for you, as I know with a definite certainty your attainment. To any who would let the suggestion of the ignorance of other human beings turn them aside from the path, I wish to say, just remember what awaits you. What is within your ability to achieve and to be. Remember again, again, and again, that as you grow into more and more intense acceptance of your mighty I Am presence, the outer problems which have seemed so terrifying will surely fade from appearance. Thus not is your problem solved, but every step gained in this way does not reappear. Instead, it becomes your eternal freedom. If it is financial freedom you crave, I plead with you to take the outer activity of your mind off the appearance and place it upon your mighty I Am presence, the only giver of all the mighty opulence there is. Stand firm and determined in this, and you'll have all the money you desire to use. Life does not limit you. Opulence does not limit you. Love does not limit you. Therefore, why allow your human limiting concepts to bind you longer? Beloved children of the light, arise in the mighty glory of your true being. Go forth, a mighty conquering presence be. The light of God that never fails, move, clothed in the light of the transcendent glory of your God self, and be free. Benediction. Mighty I Am presence, transcendent in this Christ activity, we give to thee our eternal thanks and gratitude for thy love, glory, freedom, and our conscious ability and power to accept the fullness of thy glory made manifest in the outer activity of our lives, that we stand with firm determination in thy light, directed by thy wisdom, and forever sustained by thy transcendent love, anchored within our hearts.